Town Grocery Store Pigeon IGA is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Homemade Soup of the Day begins Monday, October 3rd.
Final score from Cass City, Michigan, finds the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers victorious in week number 5 with a 26-20 victory over the Cass City Redhawks with some fourth quarter theatrics to get it done. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
Well, when we talked to you last, it was a 12-12 tie in this game. More of the same in the third quarter. We see TJ Moore bust out a 49-yard touchdown run, and the Brad Hacker two-point run was good. Finally, a two-point conversion in this game. 20-12, Cass City leads. But to start the fourth quarter, Lakers responds with a Brennan Wisner touchdown pass to Keegan Valentine for 22 yards. Keep in mind, that was fourth and goal from 22 yards, so a big play in this game. The two-point pass was no good. Cass City keeps their lead 20-18, but a Cass City drive stalls. Bring the punt team on, pin Lakers deep. It's blocked. Great field position for Lakers to start their drive. They run the clock down, score a touchdown. Hunter Seeley seals the deal on a 4-yard touchdown run. Keegan Valentine catches the two-point conversion, 26-20. Lakers would take the lead. Cass City would have a chance, but it may be the worst chance they had because their freshman quarterback they started tonight, who looked pretty good, goes down with an injury. He's heading to the local hospital. That didn't look good there. Not only that, they didn't get the first down. Lakers took over the football, ran out the clock for a victory. Cass City loses another tight one yet this year. Lakers moves to 5-0.
As far as time possession, the whole season, Lakers has scored and scored quickly. Dave, would you believe that Lakers held the ball for 24 minutes and 45 seconds on the night compared to Cass City's 23 minutes and 15 seconds? So balance right there. But what I'm surprised by, compared to Lakers' typical time possession on the season, this is miles and miles ahead of what they normally have.
Well, like I said, they normally score early, score fast, score often. So your time of possession is a little bit weathered there. It doesn't necessarily matter because when you're scoring touchdowns, I don't care how fast or slow you do it. But a lot of that time, Clark, came in the second half when Lakers' drives became more methodical. They started relying on the run game. And then at the end of the game when they had the lead, they obviously ran the clock down, but they had one long drive in there that led to a touchdown.
Cass City scored with 9:50 left in the third quarter to put them up 20-12. Lakers responded with a 65-yard, 9-minute, 57-second drive that put Lakers up by trailed by 2 points, 20-18. But then that next drive was actually the Cass City block punt that put Lakers in a very short field, and they countered off of it. 26-20, final score.
Well, that was huge because Lakers didn't have to press their luck and push the ball down the field. They already had the ball down the field, so they could kind of run their offense conservatively, run it as need be, and burn some clock and lead them to a touchdown, leaving Cass City with very little wiggle room, which ended in a 4-and-out.
For Lakers, they had 370 yards total offense compared to Cass City's 290. As far as the rushing game is concerned, Cass City 42 plays for 250 yards. Lakers 48 rushes for 213 yards, a slight edge to the Cass City Redhawks. Passing the ball, Cass City was 4 for 7 for 40 yards compared to Lakers, in which they were 9 for 12 for 157 yards. from Brennan Wisner and one score to Keegan Valentine. Keegan Valentine with 5 for 7 in receiving for 111 yards and one touchdown. Rushing the ball, leading for Lakers, that would have been Hunter Seeley, no less. 17 carries, 124 yards, and two touchdowns. Brennan Wisner, 20 carries for 49 yards. Keegan Valentine, 5 carries for 17 yards and a touchdown. And Jacob Kretschmer, 6 carries for 23 yards. Impressive running from him out of the backfield, especially when Hunter Seeley went down with an early injury.
Yeah, that was key in this game. Hunter Seeley went out for a series or two, and Jacob Kretschmer ran the ball really, really well. The only thing that suffered on that drive when he was running is he had one carry for a negative gain, which really set them back. They had to throw the football and kind of screwed up his average a little bit. But other than that, no, the team of Lakers looks really, really good. They are a little bit undersized, in my opinion. Cass City, that's where that size comes in, and they've obviously pushed Lakers to the limits today. But nonetheless, Lakers, they are pesky, they're athletic, and they are very good, and they were impressive tonight in this win on the road.
T.J. Moore was the leading rusher for Cass City, 12 carries for 94 yards and one score, which was a 49-yard rumble. Brad Hacker, 16 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown, and Nick Perry, 12 carries for 84 yards and one score. Sandon Cutherell was 4 for 7 through the air for 40 yards and one interception. Nick Perry, 2 receptions for a total of 15 yards, and Brennan Hamilton for 15 yards, and Cole Chippy, the other reception, for 10 yards. Punting the ball, T.J. Moore, nothing to write home about, but got the job done. Of course, his line diminished when for that block punt at the end of the game, which really swung all momentum to the Lakers' sideline. Looking at the bigger picture now, though, Dave. Lakers, 5-0 next week. We'll take a look at their schedule in a second here. But more importantly, Cass City now sits at 2-3 on the season, loses two heartbreakers and two games that they led late in the fourth quarter, and they let it slip away both games.
Well, you can mention Cass when they played Ubley as well. They lost that game by 5, come down to one possession. So they've been in every game. They've lost a couple barn burners, Clark, but I'm here, and I'm with some tough love here. I know I'm still in Cass City when I say this, but they are in a world of hurt now. I don't see any way they make the playoffs, even though their schedule is very favorable. They have Bad Axe, Vassar, Reese, and Caro. Caro, obviously, a young program again. That's probably a win. Bad Axe is underachieved this year. Vassar, very beatable. So I see 3 wins on the roster, but that Reese game is no gimme anymore. Reese plays very tough. I think they went to 4-1 today. Not to spoil that for everyone, but that would only give Cass City 5 wins. So they would need, they're in the hands of the playoff gods, so to speak, to see if they can get in at 5-4. But you never want to count on that. So this is tough. This is a tough one for Cass City.
Cass City now 2-3 in the season, dropping to their last two, USA last week, 22-24, as time expired. And now tonight, Lakers with the go-ahead touchdown with 3:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lakers onward and upward in week number 6 will be at Vassar. And then they have 3 home games to wrap up the regular season. Home against USA, a game you will hear on Sports Radio 102.1 in week number 7 on the WLW Sports Network. Then they host the Bad Axe Hatchets on October 14th and wrap up the season against St. Charles. So, Dave, some thoughts from tonight. What's Lakers' trajectory looked like, and what's Cass City going to try and salvage out of this season?
Well, I'll start with Cass City. I think they rebounded from their tough loss last week. They played very, very well.
Very well.
This was the game they were not favored to win. When you looked at the schedule, you and I and Paul and whoever else looked at the schedule, this was a game we marked Lakers probably wins. You could chalk it up as a loss for Cass City. They played very, very tough. They had a chance and deserved to win this game for most of it. They led this game for 3 quarters. They certainly had the ability to win this game. Looking at their schedule, I foresee Cass City winning 3 of their next 4 and must upset Reese in that game for a chance to make the playoffs. As for Lakers, I see them probably running the table. USA, though, is going to be a thorn in their side. That's one game they could lose. But regardless, they're going to get 8 wins. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they are going to get some home field advantage, hopefully at least for one game for their case. But, I like what I've seen from Lakers tonight. Their defense was a little undersized, but they're fast. They tackle well. They can be pushed around, but they don't get pushed around for long. They forced a couple turnovers, which was big in this game.
Final thoughts from tonight.
Hey, it was an exciting ball game. This is the games we like. Back and forth. Comes down to the last possession, the last second of the game.